And I'd like you to turn to John chapter 8. And I've titled this teaching, Stone Casting. And I'd like to present a dynamic parable to you. One of, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Ours is a society of stone casters, to say the least. Most of us are willing to cast stones at nearly anyone or anything we see. Ours is a society of anger, to say the least. Most of us are willing to vent full anger at nearly anyone or anything we meet. And ours is a society of selfish people, to say the least. Most of us are willing to greedily consume at the risk of others having lack. John chapter 8. And early in the morning, verse 2, he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses, in the law, commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This, they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. Jesus was teaching people in a fellowship. He was sharing his heart full of love and God's word, when all of a sudden, in barged these scribes and Pharisees with an accused woman. These Jews were in the process of condemning this woman to death because of her sin. Well, man does this all the time. You might not relate to adultery and barging in on somebody teaching, but you can relate to judging somebody. When you get one or more of these stone casters in your vicinity, watch out. And they're all over the place, folks, and you know it. Their aim is to set you on a rock so that others may see their perception of sin in you, and so that they may take aim with their stones of judgment. You see this in your families, you see this in your schools, you see this in your work situations, you see this on the highways, in the stores, it's everywhere. You simply cannot escape it. Well, I am a minister, and I have been a minister for well over 2/3 of my life. I have been wrong, and I have been right during this time. I am not a prophet prophesying. A prophet has to be right 100% of the time. I am a man with the Spirit of Christ within me, and also with my own perceptions and knowledge within me. I have also listened to what people have to say in counseling situation, for instance. And after carefully calculating all of this information, often divergent points of view, demanded of me as a response. I have given my responses thousands of times, thousands upon thousands. My responses are often not well received. People's responses to what I have said varies from disbelief, to complacency, to sneers, to outright obstinance and seeming hatred. Almost always in these negative responses, the result is a brisk and even harsh reproof. I am a minister. I am generally always demanded a response. I often feel threatened in the face of stone casters, especially when I realize that most of what I have to say will definitely not please the counseled. I have been teamed up against by casters who believe they are the only examples of right in the city. These same people are the ones who feel compelled to keep me in the position of minister. What do you have in your hand today? Is it a stone? And not necessarily against me, but against your challenges in life. Are you so filled with anger that your next eager movement will be a flip of your wrist, your lips? Are you so filled with selfishness that only yours is the correct point of view? Sometime, somewhere, somehow, your stones must dissolve into dust. Your anger must run out into the cracks of the dry earth, and your selfishness must be conquered by agape. When, where, and how? Verse 7. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. They often don't get the fact that they're wrong. Invalid, invalidators, invalidating others, invalidating themselves. Their stones become a witness against themselves. Their anger swoops back against them into their own folly. Their selfishness consumes their soul at a rate nearly too rapid to replenish. They continue without ceasing until sometime, somewhere, somehow, the right words are said, heard, and acted upon. Sin begets sin. Acts of revenge beget acts of revenge. Hatred begets hatred. Stone casting begets stone casting. But righteousness begets righteousness, and true judgment begets a change of heart, if only for a moment. How long and how sad that fleeting moment, but how enduring, if only for a moment. Verse 8. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Often I feel left alone. Have you ever felt left alone? Standing just with that one that you stood with. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? And that's always the interesting fact. The accusers leave. She said, or then he said, Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Here you have the entrance of Christianity. Here you have the door to a new life, a new way, a new age. Yet it's so often rejected, even by Christians today. The age of Christianity is not an age of stone slinging, of word flinging, of judgment making against one another. The age of Christianity is an age of freedom. It's an age of life. It's an age of liberty. And it's meant to be an age of freedom. But all too often we're held sway by the thoughts of others and by the complacency of those who do not want to change, who do not want to enter into the very throes of the age that will make them into what they truly want to be. And it's time for us to take a stand against the lethargy and the legacy of the old, and welcome and embrace the new. If Jesus could look at a woman who undoubtedly was an adulteress and say, go, I'm not going to hold it against you, can't we? If Jesus was willing to turn his back on the masses that did nothing but want to condemn and maim their own society, can't we do the same? As we walk forward, no, run to embrace the very age of righteousness. Can't we? Can't we just once cast down the stone that we so often want to throw at others? Ours is a society of stone casters, to say the least. Most of us are willing to cast stones at nearly anyone or anything we see. Ours is a society of anger, to say the least. Most of us are willing to vent full anger at nearly anyone or anything we meet. Ours is a society of selfish people, to say the least. Most of us are willing to greedily consume at the risk of others having lack. When will it cease?